Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a returning guest. He is the executive director of the Iowa League of Cities. His name is Alan Kemp. Always welcome at our microphones because he's got something to talk about when it comes to telling your story as a city. And every city, every community has a story, but do we capitalize on those enough? Alan, welcome back. Nice to see you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
You know, the Iowa League of Cities is such an important part of the Hawkeye State. You have members that are large, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, to really tiny members with 200 individuals that live there, yeah?
Correct. In fact, we've got cities that have populations even down to less than 100.
Really? Why? Why do they belong to the league?
You know, the league provides any number of services. Probably the most important service we provide is training and technical assistance. Most people who run for city office have no formal training. They're usually jumping into a rather complex organization that's, you know, provides a variety of services, and those services are oftentimes regulated. So it's critical that they understand their role in governing and understanding the city. And so we provide a lot of training for that. We also serve as just a resource. If they have questions about anything, they can send us an email. They can call our membership services team. And then finally, I think related to that is we also provide with the legislature advocacy up at the State House. We keep our cities informed about what's going on in the legislature so that they can have productive conversations with their legislators back in the district.
Yeah, there's so many moving parts to running any city. And as elected officials, you're so right. Many times folks are jumping into something that they have no idea of, or they think they have an idea of, or they're suddenly called to start directing traffic when they're actually there to make policy.
Correct.
Yeah, and that sometimes it's difficult to make that distinction. You have a project, and Jess, your communications person, whom I've known for a long time, sent out a note the other day, and I have to pick up on this, about storytelling for cities, how important that is, that communities actually tell who and what they are. Can you dive into that a little bit?
I can. I think the nexus of this project was sort of an understanding that increasingly, at least Americans have a distrust of institutions. And we've known for several years that, you know, citizens sort of distrust government. But traditionally, local government's been the level that's been most trusted. But we've seen that even erode. And so part of the issue, we think, is people take for granted the services they receive from the citizens or from the cities as citizens. And so the concept here was we wanted to first put together a series of videos that were very approachable, that all cities could utilize. And it just sort of talks about what cities do, what the services they get. And so we worked with a company called DeNovo out of Cedar Rapids. They've worked with other cities around the state, and they helped us put together a series of videos that we've placed on our website that cities, any of our members, can actually pull off and use. And they can use them, you know, as part of their social media feed or however they see fit. And the hopes was, and it's actually worked, is that cities would then on their own develop their own videos. And so just within the last week, Mayor Brad Kavanaugh with the city of Dubuque and his staff has put together a fabulous 8-minute video that really focuses in on what Dubuque does for its citizens. And so that was the first, was let's do these series of videos. So, and then once we did that, we sort of came, you know, we began to think, well, look, we're asking cities to take on a role that they've traditionally not done, and that is, you know, doing public relations, storytelling. And so we thought it really behooves us then to give them training on how to do that. And so the second phase of this is we'll be having a webinar in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to put a focus of it at our annual conference to help cities understand this idea of storytelling so that they can actually say, this is what we do, this is the services we provide, and this is what we why we make our cities strong and great places to live.
And this doesn't take a lot of money.
No.
I mean, this is one of the things I think that, you know, many cities are concerned. They have budgetary items that they have to go through. But there, you would be surprised, having been in the advertising and marketing world forever, you'd be surprised at how many companies out there would be willing to help those cities create their story.
Correct.
And, I mean, they want to be an equal partner in promoting where they live and work as well. And so sometimes it's just the ask. Hey, could you do this? And go ahead and create that storyboard. Alan, you mentioned, and it is so true, about citizens distrusting government at some level. And I don't quite understand that because I'm involved in government. And I know from our standpoint in our little community, each one of the elected officials there and our staff, we make great strides to try to get out into the public to listen first rather than speak.
Correct.
And isn't that really so important to be able to do? I mean, I get the videos and I get telling the story, but you got to listen too, don't you?
There is. I mean, I think there's a multi-layer approach. I think in the modern world, there is just so much noise. Mm. There is so much information coming to all of us. We get it, you know, on hundreds of cable channels. We get it on social media feeds, and there's multiple platforms. So there's just a tremendous amount of information that comes at us anymore. And so I think you have to be, you know, for a city, you have to be very calculated, and you have to focus in on telling your story and just reminding citizens, this is what we do to help, you know, when, you know, and these, that's what the city of Dubuque's video did a nice job, is it sort of walked the mayor through his day of getting up. Hmm. And he says, you know, the first thing I do is, you know, I brush my teeth and I turn on the water faucet and water comes out that I can utilize. And, you know, and I spit out, and it goes down a drain,
right,
with our other waste. And he just sort of walked through a day in the life. And so we felt we need to make sure that citizens understand almost every aspect of their life is touched by a city service.
Right. And sometimes those city services, as you say, are just simply overlooked.
They are.
And we don't think about it. But when something doesn't work, then, yeah, all hell breaks loose. And
that's right.
And people say, hey, what's going on? How come there's a pothole on my block? You know? And, it is so very, very true. Telling the story, from your city. Now, it doesn't necessarily, I suspect, have to be in video. I will share with the listening audience what our community did recently. We started putting out a hard copy monthly EDDM, every door delivery mail, to every household in our community, a four-page printed piece that talks about what's going on in the city, you know, gives highlights about events and things like that, how people can communicate with city officials. And it's really been positive because people now get that in the mail and they go, oh, yeah, okay, fine. And so there are loads of ways to tell your story if you really are intent on communication.
Absolutely. You know, I think, again, part of this process has been getting cities to recognize, yeah, the value of the services. and then highlight them in any number of ways. So, you know, obviously a video is one way. A newsletter is another way. You can do it on a social media. But all too often you see mayors that you know, they go and do a presentation with the Rotary and just talk about that. And just they get out within the community right. and discuss what's going on. And I think increasingly, you know, we need to get cities to recognize, you know, that if you've spent, you know, $10 million on a brand new, you know, water treatment or sewer plant, that's kind of a big deal.
It is.
It's a safety issue. It's something that's going to improve the community. And that's the kind of thing that you want to let the media know. You might want to invite, you know, legislators to come to say, hey, this is what we've done because we're wanting to be in compliance with the state laws regarding, you know, water and sewer. And so, again, it's that idea of highlighting. And I think what happens is maybe it's an Iowa thing. We tend to just, well, we're just going to do it, and that's it, and I'm not going to recognize it. But like I said, increasingly with all the information that's out there that we get lost, I think we just have to make sure that they understand this is what we're doing for you.
Alan Kemp is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the executive director of the Iowa League of Cities. I want to flip just a minute, go from storytelling to telling your story relative to your upcoming meeting, which is going to be in my friend's town. My friend happens to be Tiffany O'Donnell, the mayor of Cedar Rapids, and that's coming up in September, yes?
That's correct. September, well, it's the middle part of September.
Right.
I don't want to give the wrong dates by accident. But we're very excited to be there. It's been a while since we've been back to Cedar Rapids. There's so much going on in Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
In the downtown area. So we're very excited to be there. We will have, you know, probably 40 workshops for city officials to attend, to learn about what's going on in their world. We've got general sessions that will be available, including this idea of storytelling mm-hmm. during our closing session. We'll have an exhibit hall, which we invite our businesses to come in.
And I want to just highlight this exhibit hall. I went last year when we were in Waterloo. I was blown away with how many businesses want to do business with the cities, yeah?
Correct.
I mean, architects, individuals who are building things, you know, just all kinds of services and opportunities that these companies that are based here, mostly in Iowa,
absolutely
want to do business
correct.
With these cities. It's a huge trade show.
Yeah, we'll have in Cedar Rapids, I think we'll probably have close to 130 vendors.
Yeah.
And you know, the benefit that the vendors get is twofold. You know, number one, they do have an opportunity to maybe engage with new clients and identify themselves as a service provider. And, right. and it's exactly the things you talk about, engineers, architects, financial advisors, people selling playground equipment, all of that. But the other thing is I think they enjoy is it gives them a chance to meet with their existing customers
right.
and continue that relationship and talk about what's going on in the city and talk about projects that might be going on. It's a great opportunity for both the businesses and the elected officials to spend some time together.
Yeah, and the other thing is, and again, I just hearken back to my adventure in Waterloo last year. I didn't hang out with my fellow city councilors. I wanted to hang out with other people because I live with my fellow city councilors all the time. But it was really interesting to sit down and visit with other elected officials or other staff members from other cities. It is really quite a closed group. I mean, everybody knows everybody in this world, yeah?
It is. You know, I think one of the things that people discount about our annual conference, I mean, we take enormous pride in the workshops that we pull together and the information we provide, and obviously our exhibit hall and our general sessions. But I think people forget that elected officials' ability to just network mm-hmm. with other elected officials and other appointed officials around the state, literally they compare notes because they'll see something that's going on in their community. They begin to talk with some city official on the opposite side of the state, and suddenly they're like, hey, we got that same issue. Well, how'd you deal with it? Well, we did this. That's a great idea. And they begin to share that information. And that's really what the conference ends up being all about, the ability of city officials to get together, chat about things, figure out how they can do things better.
Yeah, and there are nuggets of information at every single table, whether it's the breakfast time or walking around through the exhibit hall and seeing old friends that are in this really small community, which is local government. Final question for you, Alan. Alan Kemp, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. I think the world of the Iowa League of Cities, they do such wonderful work up on the Hill, talking to our legislators and explaining city things. Is it sometimes difficult to get that done? Sometimes we can be very insular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the legislature, sometimes they're very insular. They're kind of focused on some interesting things that may or may not be helpful to cities. But your staff does a wonderful job in sitting down and helping them understand, I think, the goals and aspirations of the communities that make up Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one service that we provide. When we talk advocacy, we're really talking about advocating what cities do to the legislature so they understand the value that we bring to the state. I mean, economic development that benefits the state occurs in individual cities. And we recognize the terrific partnerships that we have with state agencies like the Iowa Economic Development Authority and the programs that they have. And so I think from a legislator's perspective, you know, it's a daunting task to come in for the short period of time that they have to deal with the number of issues that are put before them and to put together a state budget. And so what we try to do is educate them, you know, on what cities do. And more important, we try to make sure that our city officials know and have the accurate information that they can talk with their individual legislator. And that's all about just making them understand this is what we're doing, this is why we do it, and this is different than a city down the, you know, in the next county, because we've got these pressures, they don't. And so that's thought that understanding that a one-size-fits-all
mm-hmm.
is not helpful for cities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the you know, the genesis of the Home Rule Movement was a recognition that individual cities in different areas of the state, different populations, different economic circumstances need different tools in order to provide the services that their cities want and ask for.
I said final question for you, Alan, and I lied. They're always the second final question that I think of. One of the things that businesses all over the United States and Canada and the world, it seems like, are talking about is workforce development.
Correct.
That is also a hot-button issue for communities because we employ people to do whatever those services are that are necessary for the running of that city or town. Do you hear much from our membership in the Iowa League of Cities about workforce and workforce development?
Absolutely. If I talk to any mayor anywhere in the state, any population, they will tell me the same two items are a pressure point, and that is workforce development and housing.
Yeah.
And the recognition is that those both go hand in hand. And that is, you know, locating affordable housing, because you need to have that before you can even attract a business to come in so that they've got some place where they can house their workers. And so it's a daunting task. And the truth is, you know, every city in the state of Iowa is interested in this, but increasingly every city in every other state is also interested in this. So there's an awful lot of competition. So truthfully, cities have to really do something to make themselves noticed, and that ends up, you know, being good city services, you know, access to those quality of life issues, because suddenly a business looks at that and says, you know what, I can attract workers. I can attract quality workers because this is a great city, and they've got all these services and that and events that my workers can participate in, and they can find affordable housing.
And we've just done 360-degree turn right back to the storytelling of those cities. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're involved in these kinds of things, that video, that bit of communication doesn't necessarily stop at your city limit.
Nope.
I mean, it's out there, and you can make an impact on loads of things if you do it and do it well. Alan, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate this. You've been very generous. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that's the voice of Alan Kemp. He is the executive director of the Iowa League of Cities, telling the story about how your community can better tell their story, as well as issues with regard to the legislature and your community. Alan Kemp with the Iowa League of Cities. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Alan Kemp, who, by the way, we will have links to their website, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.